the technologies we learn and how to do what we do and make it apply in those harsh environments can only bring benefits back here on Earth. We've been making cement, we've been making roadways the same way for eons. What are the next generation technologies that we can deploy, that we can bring back here on Earth and make the making of concrete much less energy intensive and resource intensive and less harmful for the environment? And the same with other materials as we look at infrastructure that can be deployed on the moon and Mars. So I think that's where TTI in the near term leans in partnership with the Space Institute. And I've been happy to have those initial conversations with Nancy and folks at NASA. And there's genuine interest in that. So I'm happy that we're in this space, pardon the pun.
Yeah, just adding on to what Greg said, absolutely right. This is not about just putting a few individuals into space. It's what we can do in space to make life better here on Earth. And I think that's at the forefront of what we're doing in Texas. And that's why Texas is investing the money that they are in space, primarily for how we can better everyone's life here in Texas. So whether it's improvements that we can do in terms of imagery quality to look at land use patterns in our agricultural sector, you know, communication systems that we might develop for space missions that are going to have long periods of latency that could then enable communications for our medical community to remote areas in Texas. You know, at NASA, we talk about spin-off technology, and it's technologies that were developed for human spaceflight, but that were then spun off to make life better here on Earth.